This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Oh, wow. They want to go there.
I like their chocolate.
That wasn't even the last option back in the day. Like, we'll just go home.
Well, if you had a six-pack with you, you could just go to Diamonds. You could take your own there.
Back in the day, is that still around?
Where are we going to go? No. Well, we can go all the way up to Greer if you want to go to a strip club. Like, nah, I don't want to go that far.
What is with the... We're on this trend of old mills would be turned into luxury lofts, like places that people
those are nice.
Lost arms and fingers and faces in and stuff.
You're like, hey, man, your ceiling's a lot taller than your apartment is big.
Yeah, but I like an open floor plan. That's
well, you can rent one only $5,050 a month.
Hey, no, I can't.
That's not the full year salary of anyone who ever worked in that mill. But then, now the other trend is taking strip clubs and turning them into churches.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it makes sense a little bit.
Because the aforementioned Diamonds is, last time I was by there was a church now. And I guess it tells the story a little better. Like, where we're sitting right now, someone used to be receiving a dance.
Is there any way Ladies in Lace became like a Pentecostal church? Or
God, what is that now? I don't know.
Where was that?
Points, yep. Or,
no,
Pleasantburg.
Yeah,
that's right.
I don't know if it's anything now.
Yeah.
A strip mall.
They had them all for strippers?
That would be cool. A strip mall. It's like you go from store to store.
You're welcome for that.
Watch out when you go in Gap.
Welcome to Ned Zooks.
Welcome to our strip mall.
Welcome to the fart locker.
Old Navy or just some old sailor veterans?
All right.
You know, Champs is actually Chimps. Is a bunch of monkeys, literally, that run the store. They swing from here to there.
Oh, God.
Welcome to Chimps.
I'd go to Chimps.
Don't open the locker and Foot Locker. Somebody's leg was in there.
No. Someone's old
lids
lunch.
Is a store years. Of actual lids. You get no containers.
Yes,
right.
Just the lids.
Yes, all the containers that are missing lids. That's where you go get lids because that happens.
Oh, what would you call J.C. Penney if it were a strip club? You might have to change a few letters, but you could keep the P and the Y.
Remember the
J.C. Nickel?
Remember the phone scam that I did years ago? That it's one of those that we lost to. It's like the computer's got amnesia, memory loss.
Yeah, that's just
and
old systems.
I called and I said I wanted to have a, God, what was that? Was I calling a trademark place or a lawyer or something? I was trying to get trademarked the name of my store. And it was a family discount store. And
You might
there
have
was
a
everything in there was family oriented. So basically it was... Everything but sex.
Whoa. Yeah, I remember that one now.
Everything but sex.
With so one T.
Okay.
And this lawyer kept laughing.
I know people that would like that.
He's like, have you thought about that idea? It's like, no. It's it's giving the message out very, very generically, but simple. It's everything but sex.
And all the families were Oriental, like you just said.
Nope. No. That's where we'd order all of it from, Oriental Trading. That's still a thing. I saw an ad for it yesterday.
I don't know if that's a bad word or not.
I mean, like...
They have rugs.
They have everything.
Very nice.
It's
rugs.
Like American Temu.
Temu.
Which Temu has now a company or a building, or what am I saying? A location in every third country.
Everything's at risk with Temu. Sometimes it's nice, sometimes it's good.
I showed Fat Boy an ad yesterday for Temu, Ecuador.
That might be what I bought from. I bought from Temu for the first time.
Ooh, what'd you get?
And I'm going to get like a case, like a card case.
That's what I got something for my bathroom from Temu.
Okay, well, mine says you will get it in 35 days as soon as it clears customs.
You get it sooner than that.
It has to clear customs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the tariffs.
Like, what do we do?
What are the tariffs from Ecuador?
You know where they get you? You play the fun little game where you get a discount. You're like, hey, you get 90% off.
I have never bought anything because I heard from two people. I mean, you hear, you know, of course, y'all now ordered stuff. And I know two people ordered, just never got the stuff. Just never got it. Yeah.
I might not get it. I'll get a $5 credit. Might not get my money back, but I might not get my stuff either.
It's like if you order DoorDash and it's like they left off like a major portion of whatever you ordered. We'll give you $3.66 credit. Like, what's that going to do for right now?
I mean, come on.
And only $3.66.
You forgot half my order.
Half of it was gone.
And you probably got mad when you got there, not on my behalf, but you got mad because it wasn't ready already. See, so you can make a 5-minute.
I've bought clothes from there for just different various things that I have to do.
What, Adam and Eve?
No, Temu.
Oh, okay.
And so anything that goes bad, like size-wise, Temu, I have a friend that I give it to, and she gave me some sequence pants. So we switched off whatever I got that didn't fit me.
I'm trying to figure out where you wear those.
Sequence pants?
Yep.
Sequence.
I'll wear them here one day. They're black.
Are you saying sequence?
Sequence.
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 Sequence. You're saying sequence. Sequence.
It's sequence.
No, it's not.
I have a floor to leave on
the sequence. You're saying sequence like the game.
I don't know what I'm saying at this point.
Sequence. There you go.
Yes.
Hey. Like Gronk, you said Gronk earlier.
I don't know.
I didn't know how to say it.
Let me go back to my dream.
We live in a world now where we read all the time, and we can read it, but we don't necessarily pronounce it in our head. Like Gronk. I still don't know. I'm going to ask it if it knows how to phonetically say its name.
I got these sequins pants.
All right, now.
For Christmas.
Yeah, like, boy, I mean, that's a little...
I bet that hurts the crotch when you... No?
Is that where all the sequins are?
Like the sequins?
No, there is solid.
Sequins?
Sequins. Sequins. I'm going
to run over
in
there.
Traffic. I'll just run out the building and kill myself.
No, come on.
She's been had a rough week.
I have. It's better, though.
Gronk. It says, I pronounce Grok, G-R-O-K, as G-R-A-W-K. Gronk. Rhymes with hawk or talk.
Oh, well.
But can you get, like, pictures from it? Feed pictures into it?
I think that's a separate thing. It says ask anything.
Oh,
why does my family hate me?
Oh my God.
See what that says.
Family doesn't hate you.
That's probably good for making lists.
Oh, wow. It says I should speak with them personally about this.
That's a good answer.
Come on. Like, you don't know everything, Gronk.
Know it all.
Gronk Tua.
Know it all.
Oh, man.
All right.
This is going to be extra good now.
This is going to be extra good considering, like, that was just like a kind of moment.
Well, yeah, I feel like Paige is operating at like half capacity.
Oh, I'm definitely.
So tired.
But I can do that. No.
Quit touching your microphone.
I'm holding it up. Do you mind? Because it's falling down.
It sounds like you're in a storm.
I know.
Oh, that's you. I was like, she's not moving it now, and I'm still here.
I know.
Haunted.
Right. She's like riding a raft into work.
Have you heard from Party Man D?
Oh, yeah, he's ready.
Okay, so he's ready.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, boys.
So when we return, the final B, Spellenberg Day 4, Paige, versus Party Man Dan, the original
Party Man Dan. I gave him a tip to do something before to kind of get the nerves out, get loose a little bit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I might give him a couple minutes to finish that.
Really?
Yeah.
What, are you shaking up a beer? What are you doing over
there? Five-knuckle shuffle. I'm like, if you want to get some relief beforehand, you know, kind of.
Yeah, that's come. Well, just personally, that makes me sleepy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. During? It helps.
Not
with
during,
relaxation.
After.
Definitely.
Yeah, I feel like fully like, all right, it's time for bed now.
That's a nighttime activity.
You know what he told me yesterday?
What did he tell you yesterday?
When he was over at my house for 5 minutes.
It was quick.
I think it was longer than 5 minutes, but that's okay.
It really was. He said
it wasn't.
No, you were in here. This was here. Where he says he gets in the bed to take a nap at home.
Yeah.
That is so shocking to me.
I can't sleep on the couch, in the chair.
In the recliner on the couch? Like, to go physically get in the bed.
That is not comfortable.
Wow.
I can't do it. Well, I'm too fat to sleep on the couch.
I mean, I'll just say so-and-so with an A. Wake me up at 4 p.m.
Right.
And then
you go get in the bed?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'll take my clothes off and go get in the bed.
What do y'all do in your chairs and your couches?
I just got the
I don't have a real comfortable couch to sleep like that. So
right. I don't either.
Well, you got a birthday coming up, so.
Right.
All right.
We're going to hook it up.
Day 4, the final B, next. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers, Are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience?
Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative.
Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Show. Spellenberg.
Time to call and rep your town. From Chesney to Greenville, we'll find the spelling champ, whether from Easley or Spartanburg. Can you beat the caller? That phone from Hendersonville. Tell me, who in the world will
win Spellenberg?
Can you spell pneumonia, or will you just pout and hang up? We'll find out who's witty, who really knows their words. If you gotta work, then get up. If you're coming home, then stay up to hear who in the world will
win Spellenberg.
If you're from Greer or from Taylor's, Anderson or Chesney, Bowling Springs to Hendersonville, just call up.
Yeah.
Spellenberg, boom, bop, bow.
Is he saying ba-ball? Like a kind of ba-ba-ball, ba-ba-ball, ba-bang, bang, bang, diggy, 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 diggy.
Jump the boogie.
And bang, bang, boogie to be.
I thought he said my ball.
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. It's not a test. I'm just rapping to the beat.
I love a good bob with a bob bang ding 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 ding. He said boogie,
yeah,
said
boogie.
No, you hold on. Let me see if I did it today. No, yes, I did. Rejoin the next hour. Oh, it's a banger.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
So wait for it.
Yeah,
is it mumble
boys.
Rap or is it really good?
It's not. No, banger doesn't mean it's not a gang banger.
Okay.
No, it's what the kids call the good tunes.
Yeah,
it's a banger.
Back in my day, a gangbang was a celebration of
bodies.
Bodies.
Okay, I've never been to one.
Let me cook.
Are you okay?
I don't know, actually.
I believe it's storming again.
Oh my God!
Let's welcome.
It's scary over there.
Let's welcome Paige's partner in crime today. It is the man that's often copied but never duplicated. It's Party Man Dan. Daniel, good morning.
My balls.
Bye bye.
Hey, party man.
How are you, Daniel?
What's up, guys?
Did you have a nice Valentine's Day?
It was uneventful.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Matthew, did you go on your second date?
This is a game we're playing right now?
Oh, let's talk about the second date. Oh,
come on, man.
We don't, we already don't have time for this.
PMD, I want to know.
You know what? We did wonder, Dan, like, what is your educational background?
Fat Boy wondered that. I already know. I know you well. Go ahead and tell him.
Well, I went through, honestly, I went through half of my senior year, and then I found out that I wouldn't be able to graduate with my graduating class. I would have had to go for the next year for literally one class a day. So I would go for one class a day and then leave for the whole day. So I just said, screw it. I went and got my GED, and then I took some AB Tech classes.
God, I feel like I'm talking to myself. I was offered a chance to come back in the next class. I didn't do it.
Yeah, well, I got caught with a gram of cocaine at school.
I had lower tests.
My junior year, and that's what that gave me a 365-day expulsion, and I had, like, all A's and some B's, and it, of course, turned them all to F's. So I went, it did, because they
character. Like, it's not a, like,
damn cocaine.
It's so much better.
It's unbelievable.
Turned them all to F's.
Like, I was coke in middle school. This guy's doing it.
No, high school. I said high school.
High school.
My junior year.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
I didn't say junior.
I mean, a lot of people partied at that age.
Principal's like, if you don't share this with me, I'm kicking you out.
So I went to I went to Blue Ridge Community College and took some classes.
Sure, they appreciate the shout out.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Well, I took some classes that that would transfer to high school credits, but something got screwed up in the middle and all that.
Who's doing all this screw up?
It's backwards.
Well, I'm just saying, I went back my senior year, and it was one credit shy, so I just said, you know.
So GED is what we're looking for.
So how long
does
it?
Yeah, GED. I went to AB Tech for some. I took chemistry there and a couple of math classes and stuff. So basically, some college.
Chemistry's fun.
I
should have graduated. Like, very much so.
I mean, if you know grams of cocaine, you probably are good at chemistry.
That's anyway. That's one thing you can't say about drugs. It does teach you about measurements and stuff.
Atoms, nucleus.
All right, we got two words.
Well, yeah,
we
know the gram, yeah, the whatever. Cells. But anyway, sorry about that.
Dan, welcome.
Yes.
Paige, welcome.
Thank you.
Dan, you've listened all week. You know that this has been it's been a fun portion of the week.
Really?
No, I'm actually really behind because my uncle taking him to the doctor. But I did read the description, and I've seen y'all have been playing Spellenberg.
Okay. Wow. So, I feel like we shouldn't have you on then.
Well, no, I just haven't. I haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay.
I know y'all been playing it.
All right, so okay. It looks like we're going to do best of one.
Sounds good.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
I asked
you'll
a bunch
win,
of questions.
Dan.
Pages fault.
All this stuff. Okay.
My bad.
Here we go. Word number one. Scream your name, and then when we go to you, then you spell it. Word number one is Odyssey.
Paige.
Daniel.
Ooh.
Paige was in first.
Is it, which way are we spelling it? As in the company, or we spell it?
You've already rang in, Paige.
All
I don't know that you can ask additional information.
All right, I'll do it. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
That is correct. That is correct.
Oh, what's up, Baylen?
Mark Hendricks did say if you didn't spell it right, you would be let go.
So yeah.
You get a good job.
You'd be let go off the roof, yeah.
By your ankles.
You're fired.
Suge Knight you.
You're fired.
Can you play cool sound effects on your phone, Dan?
No, not like Big Brown. No, okay.
Big's got the app.
He right. does.
Paige in the lead. One.
Well, I've got an iPhone, so better. But anyway.
Wow. He's got.
Well,
an iPhone.
I hate Androids. My bad. I hate Androids. Okay. I don't like Android phones.
This is a judgment-free zone. We're not going to say anything about any of that.
Phones? Yeah, phones are good.
All right.
But Nick Brown's phone is great.
All right. Here we go. That was one really to give Paige. Let's make this easy here. Word number two, Suboxone.
Daniel? Suboxone.
That's correct, Dan.
I have no
it's a
idea.
Tie game.
Oh, this is going
to
come
to I don't take it. I take methadone, so, I mean, why would you think I would know how to spell it?
I thought you had the strips.
What? No, man, I take methadone.
What is it?
You can't take them both, can you?
Is it like a...
Suboxone it's basically like methadone, except some people... I never was able to benefit from it. I kept getting high when I took it.
Are they suppositories?
No.
No, there's pills, or there's Subutex. There's Suboxone has that the naloxone in it, which if you try to get high, like on any kind of like opiates,
it makes
you sick. It's like Anabuse.
Oh, I can't take it.
Like Anabuse, for the alcohol. You remember back in the day?
Who would make such a thing? That's awful.
That is awful.
Yeah, really.
All right, here we go.
No, that's good. I mean, you take it.
Well, I take Lortab and I just throw up.
You had any left? All right, here we go.
No.
Word?
Yeah, I was going to say, hey, give it to Matthew or me.
Well, I did the last time.
You boofed it too
I'm
far.
I'm kidding.
That's why you puked.
I'm joking.
You know what?
I'm messing with
Dan. If you
I'm
can,
messing with you, Matt.
If you can beat Paige, we'll give you all the drugs in our pockets. Deal? Okay, here we go. Word number three. I'm not wearing pants today. Sorry. Word number three. Embarrass.
Paige.
Daniel.
Paige in first again.
Ooh.
Here we go.
You foolish ass.
Paige, go ahead.
E-M-B-A-R-A-S-S-E-D.
That is incorrect.
Man.
Dan?
Dan for the steal.
He didn't say embarrassed. He said embarrassed.
I didn't.
E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S.
That's right. She didn't say bare-assed, though. I mean, she left out the second R.
She put the E-D, right? And didn't you just say embarrassed?
She only put one R in embarrassed, and it's two.
God, wow, man.
That was
I
fast.
I got beat by Party Man Dan.
You know what?
Congratulations.
Dan, you know what you and Paige have
in
common?
I'm sorry, Paige.
Don't feel sorry.
There's always a story. There's always a story with you two. Like, there's so many questions that we don't have time for about the drugs in the high
school.
I'm
sorry, man. I didn't mean to get into all that.
First off, you got to quit going through life apologizing so much, Dan. I appreciate your niceness and kindness.
I got into...
Yeah.
Like, I don't apologize to anybody for anything.
No, he doesn't.
Well, yeah, but I shouldn't have, like, I kind of made it about me a little bit.
Yeah, but Fatboy ran over someone yesterday.
I did.
Didn't even apologize.
And you think they're deserving of an apology?
He threw him a radio station bumper sticker and kept going.
You're a terrible human being.
I killed somebody yesterday. You think I'm apologizing for it?
Dan, congratulations. We're going
to
reach into the prize pocket. You get a Metformin. You got a Metformin.
There you go.
Congratulations.
I'll give you some hormones.
No, I knew there wasn't going to be anything like that. I knew.
You listen to the show. We don't have prizes.
Hey, Dan, did you take my advice?
Because you're syndicated. Yeah, I knew that.
Did you take my advice for the pregame before you came on today? Because if you
No, I just finished my last drink like right before, and then I smoked a little bit of
weed. You got the pregame, and I didn't.
All right, go do that now.
Wait a minute. You drinking alcohol?
Oh, really? Yeah. No,
no, I'm serious. Oh, Lord.
You know, you promised me.
No, I...
Wow. What? God bless.
No, I just drained my last drink. I drank my last... I didn't want to drink on the show, so I drained it like about probably 90 seconds before
now, for
I
the
came
record,
on there.
I didn't tell Dan to drink. I told him to, you know...
No,
himself.
He told me to, yeah.
Five knuckle shuffle.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
He might be doing it right now.
I don't know.
Dan.
No.
Get some rest.
You don't do it when you talk to us.
I'm good, man. Oh, yeah, no.
Wherever you are, don't move.
Yeah, stay there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. What,
is my phone messed up? I'm sorry. Did I do something?
No, I'm just afraid
perfect.
You're going to take a header through the coffee table again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm good.
Yeah. It's up for debate. Dan, thank you so much.
Hell
congratulations
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
Have a great
thank
day.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I hope you guys have a good one.
You
bye.
Too.
Danny boy.
Yes. I love Dan.
He's a wild man.
He's a handful.
Cocaine in high school. Wow. It turned all his A's
cocaine
and B's
in
F's.
School, drinking
hey,
now.
You know, it gives you good ideas.
I mean, he was already doing it at the gym with the manager at the back.
Weight yeah. loss.
When he was 16.
That was when he was 16?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
God.
God.
Nose cauterized
by
20.
If you're about to toot a little pookie right now, don't do it. Put it down.
Don't tookie that pookie today.
Don't boof. Wipe it off the key. Just throw it.
What
just
is your problem with boofing?
Well, if that's what you want to do, that's cool.
It's a disturbing thing.
Yeah,
you
know
it's the way
it
that my temperature, my family, the way they use the thermometer up the rear end.
Do you know my family has never done that to me? Thank God.
Well guess who's here now? You think Headlines is coming up? No. Nope.
Ripley's just here with the world's biggest thermometer, Paige.
Oh, my God.
Okay. What are you working on in the plex?
I don't know what I'm working on at this point. Okay, Nicolas Cage, someone's suing him. I'll tell you who and why next in your West Guys Headlines.
God.
Who is suing Nicolas Cage? Who could it be? Who could it
now,
be?
No, I'm not going to bash him. I like him. If I had time alone with him, I'd have a really good conversation with him. He's interesting.
What would you talk about?
Moonstruck.
I would like to see that, actually.
Them two talking?
Yeah. Like, what would happen with that?
I want Dan as special guest commentator.
All right. If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige and with you. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. Why are you looking at me like that?
Is he looking at you sideways?
Wow. That must give people a weird look. Somebody else asked me that the other day.
No, it was just like...
Why are you looking at me like that?
<I'm sorry. laughs>
You're doing a meeting right now. How am I supposed to look at you? You want me to put my finger in my mouth and look at you in the corner of my eye?
Got a weird look on your face.
Hmm, Paige, what are you working on?
Practicing this.
What is with that? Like, when a girl puts her finger in her mouth and smiles at you, like, is she saying, oh, I'll put more in there? Like, what is that? What are you doing?
It's like, not hot. It looks like your motor skills are cracking.
It's kind of
out.
A thing. Like, it's... I feel as well, it's not a sexual thing. It's more just like, you're, like, off kilter. Ah.
Like, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. Okay, I digress.
Where they do the poofy lips, like, what's wrong? You about to cry? This or year? Fart? You're going to cry or fart?
This year?
All the above.
And I want you to do both. Squeak one out.
I want you to do both, to be honest with you.
I think I need filler on my top lips because the bottom lips are bigger.
Just put a dip in.
Dip in? No, I couldn't taste that. That'd be bad. All right, so Nicolas Cage, he's got a lawsuit going on from his ex-girlfriend, Christina Fulton. She's suing him.
I don't know her.
I don't know her either. I want to Google her.
Why? Because their son, Weston, beat her up, allegedly.
The son beat up his mom?
Yeah, so Weston is accused of brutally attacking his mother last April.
What's her last name again?
Fulton, F-U-L-T-O-N.
Asking for the listeners.
Okay, so Weston is accused of brutally attacking his mother last April. She's suing him for assault, battery, negligence, and infliction of emotional distress. But she's also suing Nick for enabling his son.
What?
Yes, she claims that instead of getting Weston the help that he needs for addiction and mental health issues, Nick just bails him out. Bails him out of jail when he gets in trouble.
Yeah, but that's
and
not
And even drinks with him.
That's not a suable thing, though. I mean,
it's a little frivolous.
I think so, big time.
I'll see how many kids he's got, because I thought he had just the one son. No, he's got two.
What's the other one? He has a daughter? Or he has two sons, I meant?
Two sons. One's named Kal-El.
Oh, that's right, after Superman.
And Weston is 34.
Wonder what who's Weston is named after? The hotel he was conceived in?
God, man, he really looks like him. I can't make that bigger. Can you see it? Like in the eyes?
Oh, yeah. God. Ooh, that's weird. That's like those pictures they showed, like, people from the Civil War, and it's like, look, here's Brad Pitt when he was in the Civil War.
Oh, or
the reincarnated people.
Yeah, the reincarnated people.
When they do the fat quarterbacks, that's fine.
Keanu Reeves is another one, too.
Well, just think of how your body structure isn't going to change through years. You're going to look the same, just have different hairstyles.
Mine has. I've changed.
I mean, people have gotten larger because of whatever is in the food. Not obesity, but I mean just taller.
Oh, yeah, taller.
Man, I thought his mom was...
Kids well, and obesity, too, because people are a lot bigger. And even beds are... You know, you think of furniture was a lot scaled down back in the day, like in the say,
doctor 1800s. Said that my grandson is going to be 6'4". Obviously, that's a guess, at you know, but still. Like,
by what age?
By shoe size and...
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. I guess just by, you know, when you stop growing.
15, 16.
I thought his oldest son...
Grew, 18.
I stopped growing until I was 38.
Is that when you reached your potential?
That's when I started losing weight.
No. 38.
I was on a roll there for a while.
Yeah, you were.
I was building the portfolio. The Portofino.
Welcome. Yum. People tell us spaghetti.
They have good meatballs. They really
yeah,
do.
They do.
Real good meatballs.
Do they have the cheese up in them?
They use the...
That's what you're
on. Yeah, let's talk.
I think oatmeal.
Ew.
Oh, no, I'm not kidding.
Like in them?
Yeah. I think the good ones do have oatmeal in them.
Do they? That's the filler?
It keeps them together.
The binder.
Yeah. The binder, that's right.
Okay, so...
No more binder talk. Sleepy Joe... Sleepy Joe Binder.
I'm not a chef. Don't ask me. So Weston pleaded not guilty to a charge of assault with a deadly weapon, and he's awaiting trial. So I don't know what the situation is. No comments from the attorneys. We'll see what happens.
So I thought his oldest son was the kid he had with Patricia Arquette, but I guess he never did.
So who is Kal-El's mom?
I don't even think it's this chick. I think it's somebody separate.
Yeah, that's the other one.
Wow. What does guau mean, guys?
Gets around.
Wow. No, I just said it. I have no clue what it means. Christina Fulton, by the way, she used to be a big-time Ford model. Not the cars, but the Ford agency.
Ford model.
And, here's me in a Mustang.
I'm sure she's pretty.
So, Nick Cage is a grandfather also, because He has a grandson named Venice Zohar Cage Coppola.
Oh, I love
named
that.
Named after the deer meat?
I love that.
That's venison. But Zohar was the fortune teller in the big movie, right?
Zoltar.
Oh, Zoltar. Okay.
You're well, thinking of Adam Sandler. Don't mess with the Zohar.
Jeez. Sohan.
No, you're thinking of the guy who
that's
killed...
That's Eric Clapton.
That's the guy who shot Reagan, right?
Dang you.
You know your circle. History. You're on fire.
Slow hand, take it easy.
That's the Niall Horan song. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, she's pretty. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with his family. It's kind of sad when you have families fighting and sons beating up mothers. I mean, yeah. It's terrible.
If you got to intervene in a 30-something-year-old's life to, as far as bailing them out.
Yeah, that's true. Like, what kind of... wonder how... You know how they have them, the celebrity kids are now. They're just like very, you know, they have to walk right this, they have to have the same stuff as the parents do. Like, you know, brands mean so much. Not even like your big brands, like, you know, them wild brands. You don't even know it's a real brand and you had to Google it.
Yeah, like, let me get that Echo,
like,
Daddy.
Paige, spell Balenciaga. Go.
No.
She just said no.
No, it's like, who cares? I got things I can pronounce. Like
so back to
Polo, Faded Glory.
Back to the story.
Well, we got to go to break now.
She says that the son was having a mental health crisis, so maybe she has more of a case with that.
So sue the dad. Yeah, that's strange.
Know. Oh, my God. Do you want to guess how many movies Nicolas Cage is working on right now?
Working on now?
I have a list. 12. Stuff that's about to come out and that he's about to finish.
One a month, 12.
Six.
Wow.
Halfway there.
That's crazy.
Guy stays busy. He's Renfield good, was though. Fun.
That was a good movie. And also the one about him where you dreamed about him, whatever that was.
Remember oh, that? Yeah, that was good, too.
I don't know what it was called, but that was a good little movie.
Him. I would hang out with him in a minute. He seems interesting.
I just can't keep up with his movies.
Yeah.
Come out too quick.
Like I feel like he stays up for a whole week, and I'm not saying it's any kind of drug thing or whatever. I just think like he's the kind of guy that sleep an hour or two and just... right at it again.
I think he could carry on a conversation that's not boring.
Yeah, I don't think he's mental or anything.
No, I think he's intelligent.
I don't think he's going to drool at you and stare at the wall.
Well, he's also reading someone else's words, so that's what we have to remember with a lot of the actors and stuff is like...
Can't trust them. That's what they're trained.
I mean, yeah, but he's like becoming another person within someone else's words.
Yeah.
So you're...
See, that's where it goes maniacal to me. Like where somebody will go and gain a lot of weight or go live like the way Heath Ledger did for Joker. Like that's kind of maniacal.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, it's kind of maniacal.
You don't have to be full method, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean.
But if you want a Golden Globe, by God, you have to.
If you feel it, you want to be it.
They'll pay to tell you. They make the words come to life.
Yeah. Yes. By the way, I still haven't found one yet, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to the AVNs. I still have not found one locally. Because you have to wear one to go to the AVN Awards. And I freaking got an invite with a plus one, and I can't find one to wear. So I don't know if I'm going or not.
Ah, oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You have to wait.
The plight of you.
You got to skip it.
I guess so, because there's nowhere around here that has one. Sure a tuxedo that starts with an F. You can't find one.
There's plenty other awards you can go to.
Thank you, Paige.
Around here.
Fat boy.
Wear it to the Jefferson Awards.
Right. The power hour is about to begin, if you will.
You know, most of today's FOF is responses. Like the guy who doesn't like P1 Rebel Chick.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is P1 Rebel Chick calling.
Rebel Chick.
We got a response to that guy.
I love those, the recap ones. But it's not a recap. It's just people responding to previous FOF calls.
Yep, catching up.
If you're a new listener to the show, text in 1-800-774-0093. Serious question. Text in what you think FOF stands for.
Yeah.
1-800-774-0093.
Thread.
I hate threads. That's stupid.
What is
it? You have it? That's Twitter for...
No, they lie about them, too. Not everybody's on there.
No one is. All right. Good morning, everyone.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.